you can retire by the time you are 35 or 40. And you earn enough during that time so that you can live off that amount for the rest of your life. If you save 10,000 every month and you earn 15% returns on that, you can make about 15 crores in next 35 to 40 years. A person of average intelligence but above average discipline can actually make it. I can tell you, you will be much better than most of your peers, especially financially, and you will be able to achieve a lot of financial goals at a much early age. So now the big question comes, what should we do to achieve financial freedom or early retirement?
सीखिए स्पोकन इंग्लिश, पर्सनालिटी डेवलपमेंट और बहुत कुछ इंडिया के टॉप एक्सपर्ट्स के साथ। आज ही जो स्किल्स ऐप पर अपने मन पसंद कोर्स को शुरू करिए। डाउनलोड द ऐप टुडे।
हेलो एवरीवन, माय नेम इज मुकुल मलिक। सम ऑफ यू मे नो मी फ्रॉम माय यूट्यूब चैनल कॉल्ड एसेट योगी। इट्स अ फाइनेंस बेस्ड यूट्यूब चैनल। टुडे आई विल बी टॉकिंग अबाउट अ पॉपुलर टॉपिक कॉल्ड एज अर्ली रिटायरमेंट। अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल आर टॉकिंग अबाउट इट दीज डेज, एस्पेशली यंगस्टर्स। In fact, there is a movement going on in US which is called as FIRE movement. And what is this FIRE all about? It actually started in US, now it has come to India also. A lot of youngsters are talking about it, getting curious about it. FIRE actually means financial independence, retire early. Which basically means that you can retire by the time you are 35 or 40. And you earn enough during that time so that you can live off that amount for the rest of your life. Now, first question that would come to anyone's mind is this even possible? Are there even real people who would have achieved it? Well, I can tell you from my own experience that I myself know people who have retired before they are 40. Now, next you may probably ask, they must be extremely intelligent people. They would have probably done a startup, they would have sold it, earned millions of dollars, and probably that's how they achieved their early retirement. Can a normal salary person do it? Well, the good news is that all these people that I am talking about, who are actually my friends, they have achieved early retirement in a job. They were not doing any startup. But on the other side, the bad news is that most people who are probably earning the same salary are not able to achieve it. So what is the difference between these two kind of people? There is only one difference, which is discipline. A person of average intelligence but above average discipline can actually make it. That is what I have realized. And what kind of discipline are we talking about? Well, we will get to it as we move forward, but let's keep good things for the last. Now, before we get on to what and how of early retirement, you may probably ask me whether or how am I qualified to talk about this topic. Well, I can tell you a bit about my background and then I will leave the judgment to you. Today, many people know me because of my YouTube channel, but that's not how I started my career. I started a regular career in a job, worked for about 10 years. Then I left it when I was 31 and then I worked on my startup. But can I say that by the time I was 31, when I left my job, that I actually retired or that I had enough money to survive with my family? Well, I don't think so. Now today, when I'm 40, well, 38 to be precise, can I say that I may not work for money? Yes, I would like to believe that. So can we call this retirement? Well, to understand this better, first we need to define retirement and understand what is this early retirement and financial independence. So let us first talk about retirement as we understood it traditionally. We saw our fathers and grandfathers retiring from government jobs or public sector units at the age of 60. And by that time, they would accumulate enough money that would last them for the rest of their lives. Of course, we can argue that there was government support in terms of pension. But today, if we see, most of the government jobs also do not have the pension support. Even in private jobs earlier or even today, average retirement age is 60 years only. And everybody is working towards that retirement goal that they would accumulate some amount of money that would last them for the rest of their lives. And what kind of rest of the life period we are talking about here? If we take life expectancy to be on higher side, let's say 90 years, then we are talking about a 30-year period here. So we should accumulate some amount traditionally that would last us 30 years. This amount is called retirement corpus. But if we have to retire early, then we are talking about retiring at the age of 30 or 35 or 40, which means we should accumulate that kind of money that should last us for 50 or 60 years. That is what early retirement means. Now, if we have to build such a corpus that should last us 50 or 60 years, what we can do is, we can make it slightly more conservative. We can follow a 3% rule, which will make our life simpler. So 3% rule means that we should have such corpus that if we withdraw 3% from it every year, it should last us forever. Here, we are not talking about a 30-year period. This amount can last us forever. So which basically means that we will make enough returns on that money that we can live off the returns and the principal will remain with us forever. So here also, the assumptions are made similar to 4% rule, which means that we are going to invest in such investments which are going to beat inflation, number one. Number two, that we will live a simple life. We will not increase the lifestyle. We will not buy a bigger car or a bigger house. Now, I will not get into what kind of expenses you should have, what kind of lifestyle you should have. But we can definitely follow the 3% rule. All we have to do is, we have to calculate our minimum lifestyle that we would like to have and calculate our annual expenses properly. Which basically means that you include all kinds of expenses, your rent, your groceries, your transportation bills, your utility bills, and insurance premiums for health, for life, for medical emergencies. So the idea is to calculate your annual expenses properly. So now the big question comes, what should we do to achieve financial freedom or early retirement? Of course, I'm going to tell you all the steps, but before that, I would like to caution you because these steps are going to look very easy on paper. Calculations are going to look very simple, very easy to hear, but these are going to be very hard to implement. And why hard? Because it would require for you to lead a disciplined financial life for the rest of your life. But if we see the positive side, I can tell you, you will be much better than most of your peers, especially financially, and you will be able to achieve a lot of financial goals at a much early age. Now that I have scared you enough or probably prepared you enough, we can talk about the steps. And before the steps, actually, we must understand two basic mathematical concepts. First is income minus expenses is equal to savings. See, we have to save a lot. We must understand that. And how do we save a lot? Either we can decrease our expenses or we can increase our income. We are going to talk about that in much detail slightly later. Second concept is power of compounding. If we can, whatever amount that we have saved, if we can multiply it over a long period of time at a good return, then we can accumulate good amount of money. So basically, this power of compounding depends on basically three things. First is the principal amount itself. So every month we must save more. Second is rate of return, which means that we should earn such rate of return which should beat inflation. Third portion is time. We must start investing as soon as possible, whenever we are ready, whenever we have some surplus money, whenever we have some savings. Because power of compounding works very, very well over a long period of time. We must understand this. Just to give you an example, if you save 10,000 every month and you earn 15% returns on that, you can make about 15 crores in next 35 to 40 years. Now that we understand these basics, we can get on to the steps. Five steps of early retirement. First step is no loans. If you have a habit of purchasing things on credit, you must change this habit first. This is the first step of financial discipline. If you have any kind of loan, student loan, car loan, credit card dues, you must pay them off as early as possible. Even if you are a student, you must pay all your dues or borrowings at the earliest. Second step is lower your expenses. As we saw in our equation, income minus expenses is equal to savings. So if we have to increase our savings, one way of doing that is by lowering our expenses. And how do we do that? We have already talked about the concept of frugality, which basically means that we don't have to be a miser. We only have to spend smart. We only have to buy those things that we are going to use or we are going to need. Again, for example, if you are not going to eat out much, you are not only going to save on eat out expenses, you're also going to save on your medical bills. If you travel using a cycle to your office, you are again going to be healthy, saving on the medical bills as well as the transportation costs. In fact, these days, if you can work from home, you are again going to save a lot. Now the next question comes, how much savings we should be making from our income? So if we have to, for example, save for one extra year, of course, we have to save about 50% from our current annual income. So if we are talking about saving for more than 50% of our life, we have to save almost 75 to 80% of our income. Now, that is not going to happen only by lowering your expenses. That is where our next step comes. Third step is increase your income. And how can we increase our income? There are, of course, multiple ways. Of course, we will have to do some hard work if we want a better life in the later stage of our lives. So let me give you some examples here. Suppose you are working in a job. Can you increase your skill set, which is more valuable to a company? For example, if somebody is a graphics designer, can he learn UI UX design or motion graphics or 3D designs? Then can you build a second source of income? Probably you can target rental income. You can take up freelancing projects. There are many websites these days on which you can apply and you can take up work parallelly. You can work on your weekends. You can even build investing income also. You can probably work on a startup. As we talked about earlier, a lot of people make millions of dollars from startups. If you have a small business, again, you can think about various growth prospects. You can think about launching in new geographies. You can think about launching new products. So basically, there are many ways by which you can increase your income. So once we increase our income, lower our expenses, of course, every month we can save more. Now the next step comes, that is the fourth step. We have to multiply these savings. How do we do that? Again, the power of compounding comes. We have to invest right. And what do I mean by right? That we have to invest in those kind of instruments where we can take out money easily, first of all, and where we can make enough returns that are going to beat inflation. So these kind of instruments are basically your stocks, bonds, mutual funds, which you can take out anytime because you would want liquidity also with your investments. Now comes the final step, step number five, buy a smaller house. I know a lot of people will disagree with me on this step, especially financial planners, because a lot of people don't recommend buying a house at early stages of your life. But believe me, not having a house can give you a lot of stress. Ultimately, why are we achieving early retirement? Of course, we need happiness in our life, especially if not in initial 15 years, we want a higher standard of happiness in the later part of life. Moreover, rent is generally a very big expense, especially when you are going to calculate your annual expenses, rent is going to be a big amount. So is this not a good idea if we can save on that expense for the rest of our life? And again, we can be smart here. As I said earlier, we can always buy a smaller house. You don't have to buy a penthouse in the most expensive location. You can buy a 1 BHK, 2 BHK in the outskirts of a city or a town. This will not only give you security and peace of mind, but also lower your expenses. In fact, I would say that even if you have to postpone your early retirement goals by say 4 or 5 years, you should definitely try to own a house. Now, to conclude, early retirement does not mean that you have to stop working once your retirement accumulation is done. It basically means achieving financial freedom to work on things that you like. You can work when you want to, if you want to, and on what you want to. You can always work for money as well. And parallelly, you can take up passion projects also. For example, if you always wanted to write a book, you can take that up. If you liked cooking, you can take that up. If you like trekking, of course, you can go for that. Also, don't get sighed by any number that I have to achieve financial freedom only in 10 years and sky will fall if I will not achieve that. Of course, like many other things, not everything will go 100% as planned. If not in 10 years, you can probably achieve financial freedom in 12 years, 13 years, 15 years. But a plan is always better than no plan. If you are going to plan it and plan your income, expenses, you are going to save more, multiply it properly, and you are going to be financially disciplined, I can assure you that you will be better than most of your peers, especially financially. I wish you all a healthy financial life.
एक मिनट ठहरिए, वीडियो को बंद मत करिएगा। मैं आपसे कुछ सवाल पूछना चाहता हूँ। क्या आप भी अपनी इंग्लिश को इम्प्रूव करके अपने करियर और जिंदगी में आगे बढ़ना चाहते हैं? क्या आप भी जानना चाहते हैं कि एक कॉन्फिडेंट और डायनामिक पर्सनैलिटी के क्या सीक्रेट्स होते हैं? क्या आप ये सोचते हैं कि पैसों से पैसे आखिर कैसे कमाया जाए? अगर इनमें से कोई भी सवाल का जवाब हाँ है, तो जोश टॉक्स के पास हमारे लिए एक सुझाव है। जोश टॉक्स हमारे लिए लाया है जोश स्किल्स ऐप, जहां पर डिटेल्ड और इंटरैक्टिव कोर्सेज के साथ हम विभिन्न टॉपिक्स को समझ सकते हैं और अपनी जिंदगी में आगे बढ़ सकते हैं। और तो और, जोश स्किल्स ऐप पर ऐसे 50 से ज्यादा कोर्सेज हैं जिन्हें देश के जाने माने एक्सपर्ट्स ने बनाया है, और वो हमें डेली वीडियो लेसन, असाइनमेंट्स, टेस्ट्स
और PDF नोट्स के साथ सिखाएंगे। जोश स्किल्स ऐप पर आज 120,000 से ज्यादा लोग स्पोकन इंग्लिश, पर्सनैलिटी डेवलपमेंट, कंप्यूटर स्किल्स जैसे अलग अलग विभिन्न टॉपिक्स को सीख रहे हैं और अपने अगले जॉब और अपनी जिंदगी के लिए तैयारी कर रहे हैं। अगर आप चाहते हैं कि आप अपनी जिंदगी में आगे बढ़े, अपने करियर गोल्स को अचीव करें और जिंदगी में कुछ बड़ा करें, तो आज ही डाउनलोड करें जोश स्किल्स का ऐप और अपने पहले कोर्स की शुरुआत करें। आपसे कोर्स में मुलाकात होगी।